Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that the demons get the same destination on being killed by the Lord as do the devotees who serve the Lord. So how does this happen? Here Prabhupada is talking in terms of general principles that there is material existence, there is spiritual existence, and the practice of bhakti takes one beyond material existence to spiritual existence. So that is what happens. Now usually those who have an inimical attitude towards Krishna, the demons, now they have very little, if any, disposition to serve Krishna. And because of that, even if they get liberated, the contact with Krishna, which happens with them at the time of death when Krishna kills them, that contact cleanses them of their material impurities. Because Krishna is all pure. He's all purifying. Pavitranam pavitram yo. Mangalanam cha mangalam. So he is very pure, purifying. So that means the negative contamination that are there, which keep them bound in this material existence, they get cleansed away. But for entering the spiritual world proper, that means going beyond Brahma Jyoti to the Goloka planets or to the Vaikuntha planets, for that one needs not just freedom from material contamination, one also needs a service attitude. And so just by being killed by Krishna, the demons will go to the spiritual plane of existence, but they will go usually to the Brahman level. In some special occasions, say for example, as Putana, she had a malevolent intent, but she also acted at least in the mood of service. She wanted to feed Krishna her breast milk like a nurse. So at that time, Krishna focused on that microscopic service attitude that was there. And Krishna magnified that. And that's how she was able to go to the spiritual world. And similarly, it is said that Aghasur, because his body acted like a play field for the Gopas. Gopas were just playing and entering into his mouth. So because he took Krishna in, so Krishna took him in. So, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says that some demons who unintentionally, unwittingly serve Krishna, they may also get liberated and they attain the spiritual world. Not just Brahma Jyoti, but a spiritual world. But usually, those who are inimical towards Krishna, being killed by Krishna grants them Brahman liberation, not the attainment of Vaikuntha planets. Now, regarding their past lives, yes, we have to look at different demons and we have to see whether there is any, in the Purana describe anything from the previous life. So Garga Samhita talks a lot about the various demons in Krishna Lila and who they were in their previous lives. So by this, we can know about their previous lives and then we can understand that yes, they also had some spiritual inclination from the previous life, but they were cursed or they did something wrong because of which they were demons. At the same time, not everybody in Krishna Lila was already a great soul. It could be that there are also ordinary souls who are there and just by contact with Krishna, they become elevated. They become liberated. So the liberation is Krishna's mercy. If they get liberated, it is not because they were already great sages in the previous life. They are great sages that they were and they did something wrong because of which they were cursed. That may have enabled them to be present when Krishna performed pastimes. But their liberation is Krishna's kripa. It is Krishna's mercy. Their liberation is not because of whatever they were in the past life. So it could be that some of the demons were great sages or something like that in the past life. But the act of Krishna liberating the demons is an extraordinary act of mercy on the part of Krishna. And that should not be forgotten when we look at when we try to inquire about their past life antecedents. Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Mataji.
Can you explain further on what you answered just now? Actually,
this concept has never been clear to me, that how is liberation mercy of Krishna? Because Prabhupada is telling us that don't run for liberation. It doesn't give you happiness at all. It is like a drop of water from the ocean, as Rupa Goswami has told it in the deep. So how is it mercy of Krishna? Okay.